Real talk, the Federal Reserve isn't going to nullify itself. It's up to the people and the states to support and use sound money, whether the Fed wants them to or not. Okay, so nullification news report number one. Yesterday, the Missouri Senate passed SB 100 to treat gold and silver as money, as it always should have been, and even take a first swipe against any potential future CBDC. All the way back on episode 1 here at NMN, I told you about SB 100 from Bill Eigel, which would make gold and silver legal tender in the state and eliminate capital gains taxes on gold and silver. Along the way, a provision to create a state bullion depository was removed, but Eigel worked with Senator Rick Bratton to include a first-in-the-nation provision to ban any public entity in the state from requiring anyone to make any payments with a central bank digital currency. Yesterday, the full Senate passed the bill by a vote of 21 to 12, and it now goes to the House for further consideration. A number of other states are also considering smaller but still important steps to support sound money, including Oklahoma, Tennessee, South Carolina, Iowa, Alaska, Kentucky, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Wisconsin. That brings me to nullification news report number two. We all love balloons, right? And now that everyone is done focusing on the big bad spy balloon, finally, I hope, we can actually start focusing on some of the big bad spies right here at home. Missouri HB 762 and New York A3306 would ban location tracking and geofencing, basically broad-based illegal general warrants that governments use to monitor people in an area who are under no suspicion of committing a crime. The West Virginia House passed HB 2004 to ban government from accessing or obtaining a record of a transaction involving a credit card that is retrieved, characterized, generated, labeled, sorted, or grouped based on the assignment of a firearms code without a warrant or a subpoena in most situations. The vote in West Virginia was 95-0. We're tracking over 300 bills so far in the 2023 nullification season, and every year we get a few more across the finish line. But nothing helps us do this on-the-ground activism more than the financial faith and support of our members. Over at 10thamendmentcenter.com/members, you can join us for as little as $2 a month and help us take a stand for the Constitution and liberty, whether the government likes it or not. So a big thanks goes out to you through the TAC membership program for sponsoring this episode of Nullification Movement News. Hey, welcome back to the show. And last up for today is Nullification News Report number 3. Just like the Fed, the ATF shouldn't exist under the Constitution. But just like the Fed, it's not going to nullify itself either. Last week, a Nebraska committee held a hearing on LB 194, the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which would ban state and local enforcement of all kinds of federal gun control, past, present, and future. An Arizona committee approved a bill to expand their version, signed as law in 2021. HB 2394 would add language to also ban enforcement of any tax, levy, fee, or stamp imposed on firearms, firearm accessories, or ammunition not common to all other goods and services. And in New Hampshire, a committee held a hearing on HB 474, Protection of Natural Rights to Property and Self-Defense. This legislation would build on a foundation passed into law last year and ban the state from participating in all kinds of federal gun control enforcement, past, present, and future. Similar bills were introduced in Georgia as SB 67 and Iowa as HF 147. Both are similar to the Missouri Second Amendment Preservation Act passed in 2021. These would ban any person, including any public officer or employee of the state and its political subdivisions, from enforcing any past, present, or future federal acts, laws, executive orders, administrative orders, court orders, rules, or regulations that infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. Passage of any of these bills would be a very positive step for the Constitution and liberty, but that doesn't mean the job is done. Not even close. Samuel Adams may have summed it up best. He said, "Instead of sitting down satisfied with the efforts we have already made, which is the wish of our enemies. The necessity of the times, more than ever, calls for our utmost circumspection, deliberation, fortitude, and perseverance. Step by step, brick by brick, person by person, and state by state, we're working to build a strong foundation for the Constitution and liberty, whether the government happens to like it or not.